Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
All right, let's get back at it. Although, 6 o'clock on Monday, the 7th day of July, 2025, she's Michaela Gordon, he's Adrian Hernandez. I've noticed a thing. There's a phenomenon that we didn't take part in, but we zig when everybody else zags anyway.
Yeah.
So there were a ton of people that took all of last week off.
Yeah.
There are also a ton of people I've noticed that are taking all of this week off.
You know
what I mean? They got the
bigger... noticed that when we came up in the parking lot, I was like, we're alone.
Yeah, they got again?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're alone.
No one's coming. No, I think the rest of the building, and if by you know what I'm talking about. They're coming back tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
They're not taking 2 weeks. But there was a large group of people that went, oh, look, we got Friday off and Thursday's a nothing day anyway. So they took the whole week off and got, you know, what is it, 10 days for the price of 3, basically. Yeah. And then there's a bunch of other people that are taking this week off because they had the Friday to kind of jumpstart it.
Yeah.
I just noticed some of that. We zig when everybody else zags. We're taking next week off. We'll work this week. And then we got next week off. Is that because of my trip?
I don't know who was the... Was it
Adrian's got stuff. You've got stuff,
I'm too. Leaving. Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm starting on Friday. But I think then that leads into your trip. So perfect.
Yeah, I think you and I together, I think you and I teamed up on this one.
Yes,
and
sir.
We held hands and jumped in the pool.
Damn straight. That's
what we, and I'm reaping the benefits.
Yeah, I'm going back to Chicago with my wife next week to visit her aunt, who's getting older, and her aunt's cool. Aunt Sharon. Aunt Sharon is the coolest freaking person that I might know. She's the sod queen of
What's
the Midwest.
That?
She has a 600 acres. She grows grass.
Oh, wow.
It used to be a big hog farm. Used to be a big hog farm. And now they grow grass. She grows the grass for Soldier Field, where the Bears play.
Cool. Oh, that's
And for a while, and I don't know if I made this up in my own head. It's possible that I was under the impression that she grew the grass for Wrigley Field too, but I don't know that.
Honestly, let's just go with it. Sounds cool.
I'm also told that the guys who tend to the grass, that if you go way back in the corner where there's nobody else around, that some of the finest weed in the Midwest is growing.
Ooh, yes. Right. Okay. The guys were
growing a little personal use back there, and they know what they're doing. Sure. You know, they're trained professionals. Yeah. So they know what they're doing. And we're going to go for a visit. And by the way, July, Chicago in July, there's nothing worse. It's
really
horrible. Oh my God. It's so humid and awful. And yeah, and I can't.
Go to a Cubs game. Get a beer. You'll be all right. Is that the plan?
That's what we're working on.
That'll be fun.
A deep dish, a little Portillo's, the real kind, with a dip beef sandwich.
Yeah.
And a Chicago dog.
That's going to be fun, dude.
Yeah. Which I know the stuff here is good. And Portillo's will get here soon enough. But yeah, it'll be all right.
And Michaela, I like how you represented everyone who's born and raised here, who's a desert person, because you're like, what's sod? What's grass?
What's grass and landscape? I'm like, what?
It's like, what's that?
Yeah, that's great.
Grass?
By the way, can we just take a moment? Can we take a moment and just say, in the after telling, 702 day was spectacular, was it not?
Yeah.
Oh my God. First of all, it feels like a lifetime ago. But secondly, yes, it was awesome.
Really, really good. In basking in the triumph of what was 702 day for the first shot out. That's the other thing. It was the first time we'd done it.
Yeah.
And so I think it was really good. Thank you to everybody who came out. We had about 100 people there, which was about right. It looked like a million inside Whiskey Stadium.
It sure did.
Folks at Whiskey Stadium could not have been better at all.
Oh, yeah. They're so nice.
Incredible venue, by the way. It was my first time there. Incredible venue.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
No. Okay. We'll go back. Will you trust me? Our boss is like, oh, we need to do more of these. And I was like, easy, bro.
Yeah.
Settle down.
Can it we was nice, though, this? To see the listeners like in real life, because that was like the first time for me since Toy Drive. And the energy was so much different. I felt like it was so great to see like all the, like putting a face to all the names that call in. It was so sure. great.
Yeah. And then, the Don't Blow It game was shockingly
brutal.
No, I want to go through. I want to go through this. I want to play this game later. So here's what happened. We had a game that it's called Don't Blow It. We had $100 gas cards to give away. We brought five people up at a time. And the way the game works is everybody gets a trivia question, right? And if all five of them answer the question correctly, all five of them win a $100 gas card. Everybody was very excited.
Oh, yeah.
I think we played, what, did we play four rounds of it,
Mika? Four or five. I want to say five, maybe.
And literally, I think out of the five rounds, I think there were two questions that got answered correctly. I mean, a lot of time. Now, we also get it. We are all Jeopardy champions when we're sitting in our living room on the couch. Oh, for sure.
You know all the
answers. We know everything. We're shocked at how smart we are.
Yes.
Get up there in front of everybody. It's a little tougher. Like, I'm not going to name who it was, but somebody who I thought, okay, well, this is an easy putt. And the question was, what's the name of the zip line on Fremont Street? And then we'd have everybody yell out the answer after it was, or after they blow it, we'd have everybody yell it out. And he didn't get Slotzilla. And literally the look of terror and stupidity. I didn't say that. The look of terror.
Yeah, but I got to say, stupidity on my face. I had no idea. Born, raised here, I had no idea what that answer was.
You didn't know those?
No.
And I was what?
Like, oh my God, Brute. Yeah, I would have lost. Everyone, if I had answered any questions, the whole team would have lost as well.
I was going to use you to prove the point.
Okay, don't.
I really was. Did we go through all the... What's the name of the indoor theme park at Circuit Circus?
Adventure Dome.
That was answered correctly the first time.
Yeah, that was. But I'm trying to warm her up just a little. Sam's Town was the second album from what Las Vegas band?
No idea. Sam's Town, second album band.
From... You have about three choices. So you know it's going to be, you know it's either going to be Panic at the Disco, Imagine Dragons, or The Killers. Choose one.
Killers.
Yeah. Exactly.
What was my gut?
Where's the button?
Thank you.
Boy, which casino was the location for the main heist in the 2001 movie Ocean's 11?
Oh my gosh, I'm the worst. Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, you're not from here, Bellagio. What does EDC stand for?
Electric Daisy Carnival.
Okay. If you're going east on Sahara toward the Strip, which street is next after Decatur?
Jones.
Arville.
I know.
It's always Arville that gets you. It's always an Arville.
Yeah.
Damn Arville.
I don't know. What? And by the way, I'm not even going in order. I'm cherry picking. Okay. Which desert are we technically in the middle of that we built over the top of?
I don't know.
The Mojave.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Chet, you know how they say the citizenship test to like become a United States citizen is like extremely difficult?
Shut up, Megan!
This is that.
Yeah. I'm totally getting my Vegas carnival.
Just order. Get her out.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So I have two questions for you, Michaela. Number one, good weekend? Everything good? We don't, for the record, we haven't talked. Michaela doesn't return texts or answer the phone like ever. So I have no idea. When we're not here, I have no idea. I'm also kind of on a hands-off policy because I like stuff to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I was going to check up on you during the weekend. You too, Adrian. And I was like, leave them alone. They're fine. I forget what it was. Like it was like on Saturday And I was just going to, reach out. Did I send you a 4th of July text? I think I might have.
You did. Yeah, you did. You were like, I brought your headphones and happy 4th of July.
Oh, that's what it was.
And then I did respond in my head. But as I'm looking at the text, it did not.
Adrian wrote back Adrian wrote back happy 4th. I'll do some stuff on IG this weekend, which I thought was nice. And nice work, by the way, sir.
Oh, yeah.
985 kill, you see, if you want to go look. 98.5 kill, you see, if you want to look.
Attaboy.
But could you narrow it down, Michaela? Good weekend, and could you narrow it down to the best part?
Yeah, it was a great weekend. One of my very close friends came by Nowhere Lounge after a gig of his got canceled, hopped on stage and jammed with us on Friday night, and it was amazing. We didn't think it was going to be busy for the 4th of July, so we were really prepared for anything, but it was popping. My friend hopped on and sang with us, and it was just, it felt so good.
I know this, and I don't want to betray a confidence if I am. I know that you're only telling a third of that story. Can you tell the rest? And if you tell me no, I'll leave it alone and we'll move on.
Yeah.
Can you tell the rest of that story?
Totally. So I had breakfast on Friday with my friend who does the vocal arrangement for Kelly Clarkson, and he's in town because they were very excited about the residency, the acoustic sessions. Yeah. And earlier in the day, I was like, so how's that going? Like, it's got to be really hard on her vocally if it's acoustic. He was like, yeah, it's really hard. We're tired. She's tired, but I think it'll be okay. And then he texted me before the news went out and he said, listen, I'm going to come and see you tonight. I'm going to bring the band because she's not feeling well. And I was like, what do you mean? It really was like 4 hours before her show. And he said, yeah, like it's really hard. Vegas is really hard. We've been in rehearsals for a long time. So she's going to postpone. We'll come and see you tonight. And that's what they did.
And I always feel it's such a tough spot. I understand the people that are angry. I get it. We had people come in from out of town and this and that. You also don't understand the people that are angry. Also don't understand what it's like on the Kelly Clarkson end where it's not like they don't want to do the show.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're being lazy. It's not like they're just like, I just don't want to do. Literally can't.
Yeah.
Literally can't do it. And do you wish you could make that determination earlier? Of course. Adrian's got the smirk on his face where he's ready to stand up and fight about this. He gets a smirk.
No. It's just a tough situation.
Yeah, I do. I already knew it was coming.
Yeah. The people. And you're not wrong, buddy. You're 1,000,000% right.
Yeah, but it's a tough situation.
Oh, my God. And it's not like, and so people are like, running her out, you're just dragging her, and it's like
I know. And I will say they had been rehearsing like all that day as well.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of things you can do, like you can take prednisone, there's a lot of different things that you can take to try to get your voice back.
Sure,
but there's only so much you can do if your voice is gone. There's literally nothing you can do.
The humidifier is only going to get you so far.
Yeah. You
know, it's being over a steamy bowl of water is, with a towel over your head is only going to bring so much back.
Yeah.
And especially in the summer. What were you going to say, Adrian?
And the smirk was just because I was getting PTSD as you were explaining that, because last year I so remember distinctly when Lovers and Friends got canceled.
Yeah, man.
And there was so many people that were finding out as they landed in Vegas the day before. And they did it the day before. I know Kelly did it a couple hours before the show, but it's just, I can't imagine.
They effed that up.
Because that day was fine. The next day was fine. It wasn't that windy.
Oh my God, that's right. The weather was beautiful, actually. That's right.
It was the weather. I retract my statement. I'm sorry. I retract what I said. I thought it was a technical thing that they didn't have sorted out. You're right. It was the weather that got.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be a huge dust storm and windy, and it turned out that the day that they did it, when they announced it was a terrible day. But the next day was 70 and beautiful.
Yeah, it was so nice. It was great. Never a better day.
Adrian, great weekend. Can you narrow it down to the best part?
I cannot, but I'll go with the latest thing that happened, which was last night. You guys know I'm a proponent of 4DX. Last night, I went to go see the new Jurassic Park movie. Oh. And some movies, like, they add the 4DX just to get a couple extra bucks.
That's where it spits at you and it shakes you around.
Water, it shakes you and everything.
Okay, yeah, got it. Okay.
Jurassic Park, they made this movie with this feature in mind. Yeah. And the movie, there was a lot of, like, it was kind of a scary movie. I appreciated that. And because of those scary moments, I witnessed two different families throw their large popcorn into the row behind yes! them because the chairs shook it and lifted it up. Yeah, yeah. It was amazing.
No, that's the best. Got it. Similarly, mine came at the end. So I was going to come into the studio last night. So I'm at the farm. I'll full disclosure. I'm at the farm today. You can't tell the difference. You don't know. But so we were sitting out on the deck last night. It was great. We're wrapping up the weekend. We're having pizza and beer to finish up. So everything was great. So good. All of a sudden, my wife, and I'm munching on pizza and I'm kind of looking at my phone. My wife all of a sudden reach over and she's like pawing at my arm and my leg. And she's like getting my attention. She goes, "What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Oh, is that a?" And I look up, and yeah, we've got a sizable bear that has come up into the yard. So he's kind of on the tree line. He's maybe 50 yards away. Maybe. I mean, maybe 25.
Uh-huh.
It's funny. I'd have to measure. I don't really know how far that is. That's 40 yards away. I'm calling it right now. And the bear just comes up. He's like, "Hey, like, what's going on up here?" You know, because there were some squirrels frolicking around and crows, and there'd been a deer that had run through. And, so it's just this nice setting. And the bear's just kind of like, "What's happening, everybody?" But he was big. I haven't seen a guy like that this close to the house in a long time, since COVID. And
that's crazy.
And the important part of COVID is it was COVID, and they also had shut the highway down. There's a highway that goes through a two-lane highway that goes through the property kind of. Mm-hmm. And so it was quiet. They rebuilt a bridge that's right by the house. And so everything was super quiet. So there was a lot of wildlife around here. So in 5-6 years, we haven't seen it like that. A dude came up and he was kind of looking around and then he locked eyes on us and I went, "What are you doing, buddy?" And he just was like, and turned around and ran off into the woods like, "They saw me."
That's so funny.
But it was like, well, maybe we should go back inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just in case. And then we ended up sitting in front of the TV and I got lazy.
I don't know why that reminds me of the scene in Sopranos when Carmela goes out there and the bear's outside in the backyard and she's like, "Get out of here, shoo," and starts banging the pots and pans. And he's like, "Sorry."
Yeah. Oh, no. And the bear's, because the bear doesn't want anything to do with you. Yeah. And honestly, there was a little bunny and I think he was more interested in the bunny and all of that kind of stuff. And then he just kind of looked up and like, "What are you guys doing here?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Hey, man." He took up, pictures are on my Facebook page at Chet Buchanan. Hi, Adrian. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Hi.
Like
Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
And on my IG. Let's be honest. It's IG and Facebook. It's all there. But for the older people, it's on Facebook.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
How about some Monday morning good feeling stories of the day?
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Just a couple really quick. Cops and firefighters in Detroit are praising four brothers who saved two toddlers that had gotten out onto the roof of a house.
No. Babies, what are you doing?
Going on the roof?
Yeah, being wild, seekers. Guys.
Little adventure.
Seems like a good idea. Same thing. When I was a little kid, I tell this story a lot. For whatever reason, mom left me in the car. Car was running, so she must have left the AC on or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the radio, whatever. I felt the need to reach over and pull the brake release. We were sitting on a hill, like on a slant.
Oh my God.
And I pulled the brake release and put the car in neutral. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh.
I did. And luckily some dude came and jumped in the car and stopped it.
Yeah, luckily.
I don't think
I would have gotten wild man.
I don't think I would have gotten hurt, but I would have messed up mom's car.
Yeah. Really and then bad. You would have gotten hurt because she would have been pissed.
So I don't know what these kids are doing on the roof because it was there.
Yeah.
The good news is two of the brothers saw them up there and went, this is not right. Went and got their two older brothers who went and got a ladder and got up on the, yeah, toddlers had gotten out through an open window. So everybody's okay. Everybody's fine.
Yeah.
But good God.
Yeah.
That could have been
way to go, just, boys.
Just disastrous. Mm-hmm. And cops in Arizona found a 5-year-old boy who just wandered off into the desert. His dog ran off. So he was running after him and then got out there. I don't know where he got so far that he couldn't find his way back, but he didn't. And they released chest cam footage from the cop who found him. They say that the dog never left the kid's side.
Oh, that's my gosh.
But the dog may have run off, but then they were out there together.
Yeah.
The dog never left his side.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we know those dogs are loyal. The best.
So trying to even out the difficult stories that we're hearing this morning with some good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
As you may remember, way back on the morning of 702 day, brand new champion on Michaela's hometown throwdown, Chrissy Benavidez from Cadence gave Cadence their sixth win overall, putting them into a tie with Mountain's Edge. They're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They're all put them in the top 10. So how about that? Mm-hmm. Chrissy defends her title and goes after some pretty cool prizes coming up in moments. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Gentlemen,
I can tell you wake me up now.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Just doesn't sound like her partner is very supportive.
It doesn't.
It's not
yeah,
good.
And I'm glad that you said something because I was hoping you would.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah, take a stand.
Somebody needed to. Yeah,
that's might as well right. Be you.
7:04 on Monday, July 7th, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend. Although shout out to the folks, you're not listening right now because you're still sleeping. But the folks that were smart and said, while everybody else may have taken last week off, they're like, we're going to take this week off.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it would be just that much quieter. So you get your July 4th done instead of building up to the 4th of July and then going, oh, God, I'm still tired. Do the 4th of July up front.
Yeah.
Now a whole week of relaxation.
It's the way to do it.
It's efficient. An efficient vacation. I like that thinking.
Or you'd be like us and just grind it out. So you just kind of get a little break in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then, and then we're going to take next week.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Which is funny. What are you doing? What are you running off and doing?
I got to go to Dallas, Texas, and Atlanta and Orlando. So I'm just traveling the South.
Oh,
all for wrestling
what
business.
What are you doing? I understand you're giving me places. You're not giving me things.
All Elite Wrestling is having their biggest show they've ever done in North America. So I'll be going down to that for Texas. And then WWE is doing a event this weekend in Atlanta, which is why I'm going there. And then Orlando, I'm going to the new Epic Universe that just opened up a couple months ago. Very excited. I'm a theme park kid.
It's all a content thing for the Unlikely Pod.
Yeah, all for Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
Yeah, I love all of that.
Yeah.
But they don't pay like the WWE. Are they paying for you to go?
I'm a media member. I'm covering the events.
Of course. How could you be objective if they were going to pay? That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I'm an independent creator with my independent thoughts.
You know
what I'm saying? On the road to 200,000. So let's get it.
I think that's Lola Young's next song. That's her. I'm an independent creator.
Yeah.
Independent thoughts. Yeah. No, I think that's a Lola Young. That's a Lola Young lyric right there. I love that. Chrissy Benavidez of Cadence is, and then Michaela, you're just going to be here and singing and doing whatnot.
Yeah, it's actually, I'm trying to figure out, we're either going to take my niece on a little girl's trip. She wants to see Morgan Wallen, or we're going to do something for Lisa's birthday. So I don't know.
That's random.
I'm in the mood.
So where are you going to go to see Morgan Wallen if you take your niece?
I don't know. She called me this weekend. He's playing in Arizona, and we did a road trip last year to Palm Springs to see Lizzo. So she said, come on, Zia Mika, let's go again. And I was like, all right, let me just vibe it out, and then I'll call you back. Still thinking on it.
Vibe it out.
Because like, who's
the vibes lead the way, don't they?
Yeah, no, I love her, but like, it's not
especially,
a vacation.
Especially with Michaela.
Yeah, because we have a blast. The vibes I don't want to come back tired. I'd like to come back rested.
Well, we're leaving for a week. How bad could this be with an 8-year-old?
It could be very bad. Okay.
Speechless.
Even one day. I mean, she's the best kid, but they got a lot of energy.
Yeah, July 18th and 19th. Perfect. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do this.
I can.
I don't know if I will. I don't know if I want to.
I can do a lot of things.
I don't know if I will. Yeah. I can.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. Going to the beach with Lisa sounds a little more fun, but I don't want to disappoint anyone.
Well, San Diego? San Diego vibes?
Yeah, could you do both? You could do both.
Yeah, maybe.
Take the kid and then go to the beach. No, it's great.
Yeah. We'll see.
You want me to work this out for you? You want me to just send you an itinerary?
No,
just work it out.
No, maybe just tell her I have to work, and then I'll be like, "Sorry, babe, can't. I've got to work." So I
can work all of that out for you. Let me be your manager.
Doctor's note to my 8-year-old niece. Yeah, sorry, babe.
I can. Whatever story you want to tell, I'll tell it. I would honestly. I'd be good at that. I think I'd be good at that. If you told me how to work stuff out. You know, if you throw something out there in front of me and go, this is what I need to get done. I always tell auction clients and hosting clients, I just tell them, tell me where you want to go. Tell me the end point. I'll get you there.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a great skill.
Michaela, I can do that for you. You tell me what you need to make happen. I'll work that out for you.
Okay. I'm going to vibe on in. I'm going to tell you tomorrow. Well, I need what doctor's note.
You know what
I need.
She'd like for me to do right now? She'd like for me to shut up. That's what she'd like. I'm noting. Hey, show.
No, you know what it is? I know my niece listens. So if I say yes, she will hold it against me. So I got to be like, I don't know yet.
I know, Natalia. It's all up in the air. You know what? You leave it to Uncle Chet to figure out if it works or not. You leave it to Uncle Chet to figure out. But right now, it's not looking good for you. I'm going to be honest.
I love her. She did text me this past week, and she said, hey, please talk about me. And then when you're done, call me and tell me what you said about me.
Tell me what you said. Yeah. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered to listen.
Yeah. But just call me after and let me know what you said.
Let me know what it was.
Diva.
Well, okay. Call her. Is she up at 7 o'clock? She's an 8-year-old. Is she up at 7 o'clock during the summer?
Yeah, she is. She's like ready to get her day started. She's watching cartoons, I'm sure, right now. Yeah. Yeah, she's an early riser. I was like that too when I was a little kid, though. I wasn't sleeping and I wanted life. I wanted to go ride my Little Mermaid bike.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we had bikes and agendas and things to do.
Yeah.
Kids, yeah, all right. Fine. I can do this all day. The music's already run out. 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Chrissy Benavidez of Cadence is our brand new champion. And I think today we'll play Champion's Choice. And I like these prizes. See what Natalia thinks about Disney Descendant Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. Finally, it's here. Saturday, July 26th, T-Mobile Arena. We've got free tickets. We also have four, count them, not one, not two, not three, but
four
tickets to the Chivalry Renaissance Festival in October. We're already talking about October. That'll be here. Dude, go for the cleavage. Stay for the turkey legs. And then we also have that same weekend, Kevin Hart. We're going to do another round of tickets for that because they were so excited. They loved, because nobody talks about that amphitheater down there in Laughlin like we do. Nobody loves that place like we do. Mm-hmm. So they were like, can we give you more tickets and you'll say more nice things about our amphitheater? And I said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It would be our pleasure. So if you want to see Kevin Hart down in Laughlin in October, it's all your choice. 702-364-9898 right now.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, let's go. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We welcome back defending champion from Cadence. Everybody say hello once again to Chrissy Benavidez. Hello, Chrissy.
Yeah. Good morning.
How was your fourth?
It was good. Long. Kept the kids busy. They kept me busy. It was great.
Did you have to work?
No. Thank God, no.
Good for you.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah.
Good for, whoa. Who'd we just lose? I heard the thing.
She scared our competition.
We lost. Our challenger lost their nerve. Can you pick up another one, or do we need to resolicit?
Hey, give me 2 seconds. Hold on.
Okay, fine. Yeah, and that's what happened. So here's what's funny, too, in the way that people work with radio shows, is they know that once the song ends and, you know, we get started, they also know that if they're not, they didn't get picked up, they know they're not going to win. So they'll just hang up.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if you have two people and one of them hangs up, you don't have another one waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's not like in the old days when people just had nothing to do.
Just true. Like,
it'd stay on hold for 45 minutes.
I don't know. These phones are lit up, though. They're ready.
Back in my day, they'd stay on the phone and they liked it. But so, Chrissy, we're working on it. Where did you guys watch fireworks?
Henderson, here at home. We didn't go anywhere, do nothing fancy. It's crazy out there.
Good. Yeah, it's safer that way.
Was it nuts in your neighborhood?
Oh, my God. Yeah. But it was fun still. I feel bad for all the dogs, but it was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The people who complain about it every year, it's like, you know what happens on July 4th, right? We used to give our dogs sleepy treats, and then we would go to bed early. We would go to bed early and then stuff the dogs down in the bed and just hold on to them.
Yeah.
Because we knew. We would go party with our friends, and then when they would start lighting stuff off, we'd go, okay, we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
We'd just go home. We'd hold the dogs in the bed. They were fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. So did we get a challenger, Adrian?
Yes. Representing Centennial Hills. I'm going to have her introduce herself.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Why is it because the name is difficult or because...
We're trying to make sure everything was
rushing.
Good. So.
Sure. We were. Yeah, I understand. It's a stressful situation right now. So what is your name?
This is Jemay LeMay.
Well, hello, Jemay LeMay. The LeMay sisters were greatly missed at 702 Day.
I am so sorry. One of the LeMay sisters was celebrating a birthday, and she requested a trip to Malibu.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yo, you know what? You made the right choice.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we missed you. We missed you, but my God, we didn't miss you that much.
No, you get it.
We missed you about as much as you missed us. Yeah, so no, that's good. No, that's good. Well, you guys know how to play the game. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because while you may think that you got in first, you may not have. First one to three wins the game, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. And Jemay LeMay, why do we call her the commissioner?
I am not.
Because her last name is Gordon. Am I the only one that gets that? It's the Batman.
No.
It's the Batman. Am I the only one?
No, I'm with you.
We'll do,
no.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not saying I'm letting it go. I'm just wondering if I'm the only one that's amused by that. She's Commissioner Gordon. That's why we call her the commissioner. The one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
What American Idol winner had to cancel the first night of her Vegas residency due to vocal problems this weekend?
Chrissy got in first.
Is it Carrie Underwood?
No.
Ah, crap.
Jemay LeMay, do you have an answer?
Jemay. Yes, Mrs. Kelly Clarkson.
That is Ms., I believe now. I don't think she's Ms. Is she Mrs. anymore?
Ms.
Yeah, she's a Ms. The challenger goes up one zip.
This pop star, known for hits like Just Dance and Die With a Smile, has a sister who just opened a costume shop.
Chrissy.
Thank you.
Is that Lady Gaga?
Yeah, Lady Gaga's sister. Bye. Can I tell you something about, number one, I was shocked that Michaela didn't get an invite. to the big star-studded grand opening.
I know. I would have gone and I would have shopped till I dropped.
I understand why I didn't. I was shocked that you didn't.
I know.
Debbie Gibson was there.
Oh, yeah.
The pictures? I was like, who is that?
Oh, she looks incredible.
Has never looked better.
I know.
Never, Debbie, and I know you're listening right now. Debbie, you've never looked better. We're so proud of you. Amazing. Just amazing. All right. Champion one, challenger one.
This concert went crazy this weekend when this artist came out doing hits like
Jemay.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. Yes. So what was the entire question?
Who came out doing hits like I Can't Feel My Face.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it was big. It was big. And there was a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Metro Boomin was here. Who else was here? It was Weeknd and Metro Boomin. There was another big one.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah. The New Kids. That's what it was. The New Kids residency. It was crazy. Challenger 2, Champion 1.
This rapper who's coined herself as the Hot Girl Summer Queen made an appearance.
Jemay for the win.
Meg the Stallion.
Is it Megan the Stallion for the win? Game over. We've got a brand new champion.
Let's go.
For the third day in a row, a brand new champion. How about that?
Good job.
Love dancing.
P1D1AF, Jemay LeMay from Centennial Hills, your brand new champion. Chrissy, we love you so much, but we got to let you go.
That's fine. Congratulations. Thank you, Chrissy.
She's just not the sweetest. She's so sweet. All right, Chrissy, bye. We'll miss you.
So nice.
Bye, buddy. All right, Jemay, we got choices to make. Would you like 2 tickets for Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour? Would you like 4 tickets to the Chivalry Renaissance Festival, thanks to our buddies at Clark County Parks and Rec? Or would you like to make the trek down to Laughlin on Friday, October 10th to see Kevin Hart in the Acting My Age Tour?
Mama wants to see Kevin Hart, Chad.
Well, Mama will see Kevin Hart because when Mama's the champion, Mama gets what she wants on Michaela's hometown road.
Good morning.
Stay close, P1s. Here's what's coming up on the Chet Buchanan Show.
How do we feel about giving away some of those Disney Descendants Zombies World Collides Tour tickets for the 177 second survey? Are we okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love that, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Super passionate about it. Let's go. Let's go. Zombies T-Mobile Arena. I'm in.
I almost believe you. That was a very convincing and compelling argument.
Listen, as a dad, I have to see these Descendant commercials every time my son watches Disney Channel. So I'm with it. I know that this is what the kids want to see.
Right. And it's like 20. It's literally, I'm 20, but it's 10. If it's 10, if it's 2, you know, different artists that'll be on the stage for Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide deal. I see the posters all the time at the Aces games because they have them in Michelob Ultra Arena for the show. And I'm like, okay. And then the more I walk by and I'm like, well, okay, maybe there's something to this. My thing. I have no idea what they're talking about, but I get that your kids want to go. And they try that. And you know what else I think every time I walk by Michaela, I'm like, that so could have been you. You know what I mean? That would have been you. I can easily see, 19-year-old Michaela as part of the Disney Descendants Worlds Collide Tour.
I love that. Thank you, Chetty.
Did they send you out on the Idol tours?
Yeah, I worked for American Idol and Coca-Cola, and then I did all the tours from season 5 to season 9. So I kind of did go on tour.
Okay, but like were they doing that then when there we go, American Idol live, and they'd trot out the top, because you made top 12, right?
Yeah. So I went home at 11 and top 10 would go on tour. Right.
So they used you other ways.
But they were so good to me. I will always say they were very good to me. I worked all the rest of the tours.
Oh, well, no, but you made a huge impact in your year, you know, there and afterwards as well. But I mean, you were just, yeah, you were a standout. No, you just were, and you got screwed. We all know. I'm not.
Thank you. I'm not going to get today. Thank you.
I'm not going to get into it again.
Yeah. No need. But, no need.
You know.
No, we know the truth.
They were looking well, and that was.
I'm just kidding.
So what? And what were you? The fourth year? You were season four.
Yeah.
American, that's four. When we that year was kind of when we started learning. Oh, they want to type this year.
Yeah,
Kelly
right.
Kelly might have been the only pure American Idol champion. No slight against anybody else.
Yeah, true.
No slight. But Carrie Underwood's year, they wanted a country artist.
Yeah.
There was no two ways.
Yeah.
It was going to be a country artist. And oh, it's going to be the blonde girl from Oklahoma. Okay, mm-hmm. Shock.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? The year Ruben Studdard's year, they wanted an R&B singer.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
They wanted Luther Vandross, and then they got Ruben, you know, and then they had Ruben. Troy Aikman? What was his name, that kid?
Clay Aikman.
I'm joking. I'm joking. But yeah, that kid didn't stand a chance.
No,
you know what I mean? It was great. They used, you know, and they used him brilliantly.
Oh, yeah.
To their advantage, but he didn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Well. See, just know, I'm telling you, let me be your manager, Michaela Corden.
Come on.
Let me be your mouthpiece. Let me be your itinerary maker. I'm prop you up.
I would love it. Please.
So back to Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. We have tickets for that for the 177 second survey. And I don't think I need to tease any further. I think I could just tell you that it's coming up next.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking the 177 second survey?
That'll be an old friend, Karina Vasquez from Sunrise Hello. Manor.
Karina Vasquez, how are you, buddy?
Hi, good morning. Great. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Give us the highlight. What was the absolute best part of your July 4th weekend?
We did so much, like, good cleaning. Like, the loft area is clear. The backyard is good. I love it.
Love that.
Solid. Ugh, solid.
So good.
No, I appreciate that. And it's fun. You always go, God, if I just had a day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I just had some, well, you had some time and you got her done. Nice job. Woo! Well done. Hey. So I've been meaning to ask Michaela about this for a minute, and Karina, you're perfect for this. Hot new dating trend is for women to show up on first dates without doing their hair or makeup. Like, here's the real me. Take it or leave it. How do we feel about this?
I can't do it. No, you got to throw something on. You got to run a comb through the hair, something.
Yeah. Michaela? Well, first of all, I'm not getting ready for the date. I'm getting ready for myself. So you're going to take me with my makeup and hair, and then you're going to see me with no makeup and hair, and you're going to take that.
My God. That's right. Yeah. This isn't for you. This is for me.
Miss Independent. I see you, Miss Independent. Good for you.
It's supposed to filter out the jerks and help you zero in on the ones who actually like you for you. I don't know. Here's my thing with this. It's like we hear so much, and I realize too that we're cherry picking on the internet. The women that go, well, he's got to be 6 feet tall and have a six figure salary and this and that and the other thing. It almost to me, if you're just going to show up and no hair, no makeup, you're not going to make any effort and go, well, this, you take me as I am. It's almost like it's almost narcissistic the other way. Right?
Yeah. And I think you're allowed to be multifaceted. You're like, listen, I'm a glam girl. This is me, baby. Take it or leave it. And then no makeup. You're like, this is also me. So we're layered. We're complex.
But on the first date?
What?
If you show up to the first date like all casual like that, doesn't that imply that there's no thought or
that's beyond like care? Casual.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is beyond casual.
For the record, I prefer casual.
I'm just saying, show up however you want. Me, I'm going to come in full glam. If someone's like, I want to do no makeup in here. Also,
yeah, but if you were full glam on a first date, I'd be like, no, no thank you.
But that's why I'm dating Lisa, not you. Lisa was like, give me that weave, girl.
Solid bring point. Yeah, she's like, give it all to me. Give it all.
Put
give
those
it
lashes
all
on the side
me.
Of the she bed like little spires.
You're right. hey, Karina, can I ask you, do you have a nickname for your car?
I don't. My sister does, and I always found that to be cute, and I just don't.
What's her car's name?
Sasha.
Ooh. Why?
I don't know. She's blue. She's sassy.
Maybe like Sasha Fierce, like Beyonce, her alter ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One out of three of us have a name for our car. Adrian, do you have a name for your car?
No, I don't.
Michaela, I know you're driving that Finley Nissan right now.
That's right, baby.
But when you have a car of your own that you're not getting switched out every month, lucky. Do you? Yeah, that's what you should call that car, lucky.
Yeah.
No, but have you ever named a car?
I haven't, but Lisa, my wife has. Her car's name's Rachel. She says that she thinks it's a sexy name, and that's what she wanted to name her car.
Rachel. That's awesome. Yeah. Pop culture names, things like Batmobile, Love Bug, or Millennium Falcon, common. Strong names like Beast or Silver Bullet. You're either proud of your car or you're being sarcastic. Or self-deprecating names. Top ones being Turtle, Slug, Puddle Jumper. And one person said their car's name is Rolling Turd. So, I don't know. It's a personality. It's a personality thing. I don't name my cars, but I believe them to be. I believe them to be not fully inanimate. Like I do.
Yeah.
Talk to,
I
do.
Yeah,
talk
I agree
to
with that.
Same way I talk to plants. You know what I mean? Like, I believe in them. I tell them they've done a good job. Ooh, we just barely got out of that one. You know, yeah, please make it to Terribles because I know you're on E. I promise I'll get you a drink.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That's hilarious.
Karina, have fun at Disney Descendant Zombies World's Collide Tour. He said professionally. Saturday, July 26th, T-Mobile Arena, courtesy of AEG Presents.
Thank you so much. My daughter's going to love it. We've been waiting.
Yeah, you're going to have a pretty good time, too, I think. It's great to hear your voice. Have a great day. Hang on.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Boy, what happens when your ex gets custody of everything? And I mean everything. Because when you have a breakup, whether it's a serious relationship or divorce, sometimes just a regular, casual fooling around.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to take ownership of certain things. 702 day last Wednesday, mm-hmm. 702 day ended up as part of the custody battle relationship. Is coming up in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Ooh, Michaela, I know you're into your numerology. It's 8:03 and 33 seconds.
Oh, well, I don't really know what that means, but
I don't think it means anything.
8:03:33 is what.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, 333.
What does 333 mean?
It's a good angel number. It means you're on the right track, baby.
I think they all say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not discounting. I just have, since you were into it, I started looking at it. The angel number 333 generally signifies growth, change, and encouragement from the universe or your spiritual guides. It's often interpreted as a sign to embrace new opportunities, embrace your creativity, and have faith in your journey.
Yeah, love it. Grow, baby, grow.
For a moment, I thought about adding biatch at the end of it, but I
would have supported it.
She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. By the way, can we just take a moment because we haven't had a chance to talk about it a whole lot, how freaking great 702 day was?
Oh, yeah.
And giving a little credit where credit is due as well. The folks at Whiskey Stadium could not have been better. Just literally, literally could not have been better. Mm-hmm. And they were already going, they were already kind of looking at this and going, well, if we could do this again, could we do this for you? And it was like, oh my God, yes, you could.
Yeah.
I was, okay, I do have a question that I'm not trying to call anybody out, but I'm gonna call somebody out.
Okay.
Where was Rocky G and his saxophone?
My little Rocky G baby. You know, some days he has good days.
For everybody.
Yeah. Some days he has good days. Some days he has tough days. He lost his wife. So he hit me up and he was like, you know, Mick, I don't feel like being around people today. And I was like, say less, girl.
You had, and did you not have, what do they call it? Celebration of life the next day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you get to pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he loved you guys, but couldn't.
Where were your band members? Where were those guys?
Those disappointments. No.
Enough said. Great.
They wanted to come. I think we all gave each other something because we're all in such close proximity. And we knew we had to gig all weekend. So they're like, listen, we love you. But everyone was kind of feeling under the weather. Cold? Yeah. So whatever was going on, we got it for like 48 hours. I feel like my voice is still trying to like find its life again.
My wife's coming down with it. And I'm like, don't get, I don't need it right now. Because NBA is in town this week. We've got Creator Cup on Wednesday, which that's cool. It's all the internet creator folks, online creator folks. Cool. And they play basketball. So it's all the basketball creator, you know, all the basketball people playing actual basketball. But it's going to be a big deal.
Like yeah,
it's bells and whistles, and they, you know, they, not that I'm a big deal, but they sometimes they just don't care. This time they care. They're like,
that's so fun.
Can we have you? And it was like, oh, I felt pretty.
Yeah, you should.
And then Summer League coming this weekend, and I'm gonna go back to Summer League for the first time in quite a while because that had been it was. It was a good opportunity for other folks that don't ordinarily get the opportunities to get some reps in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And maybe be seen by a few folks. This year, they're from what I understand, I may not have the exact specifics, but they're flying in the PA guy from Brooklyn. They're flying in the PA guy from the Clippers, who also did the Raider games for a while. And he's doing the Final Four now. I wanted that gig so bad.
I mean, not great. Nice.
No, it's great. He's got a really deep voice. It's really good. Honestly,
okay, fine.
He got it.
I'm like, you need from me right now, because I'll be like,
yeah. You know, yeah, because sometimes you're like, oh, this sucks. I should have got that. Oh, how did they give it to them?
Yeah.
But then other times you go, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Go ahead.
Better than me. Yeah. I get that. But then they asked me to do Summer League too, which was fun. They were like, no, would you do it? And I was like, you know how I feel about Summer League. I'd rather just go to Summer League. And they were like, no, we'd like you to work. And I was like, okay.
Great.
So that's this week. But to that end, I can't have my wife giving me the crud.
Yeah. No, stay away from her.
I got to stay clear. Relationship rehab in just a moment. You know, Michaela, have you ever really gone through a bad breakup? Like a hardcore, you know, maybe not Lisa level, but close.
Not really.
I've been divorced before. Adrian, you've been through that? You've been through something?
Yes. When love breaks, it really hits me hard. So it's been a couple difficult ones.
You are
Amanda Miller, Kelsey this, Samantha that. We could go down the line all day.
Oh, shut up.
You're going around breaking hearts. I see what's going on.
He's a lady killer.
You go around and break the hearts, but they break yours in turn.
Well, of course. Eyes. They never think about our hearts as a man anyway.
I have suspicions who this is. They signed it P1AF. I have suspicions who this is, but I'm not exactly sure. And I know there'll be much speculation amongst the P1 community, many of which who showed up at 702 day, and it was great to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We, apparently, the three of us, got swept up in a custody debate And 702 Day paid for it. It's a very, very interesting, a very, hits close to home. A personal, a Chet Buchanan show. You know, we're wrapped up in it. Relationship. Yeah, we'll get to it next. 98.5 KLUC. Oh, and we'll have Renfair tickets for you. So stay close.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. I laugh all the way to work. Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
That was great. The song was ending and I just got in everybody's ear and I said, yeah, I don't know. I'm not ready yet. I'm not prepared. And Adrian, but here's how great Adrian is. Adrian jumps in and he goes, I'm here for you. And I'm like, no, I got it. I'm just kidding. Oh, and I wanted it 702 Day. I wanted to go back to this. Tracy T. Garden, Dan Nisgoda on the technical end, as close to flawless as you're going to get. I mean, they were, we were tweaking and messing and, you know, and stuff like that as we went through, but it was pretty great. And I learned a couple of things. So we're out there, we're heading out to the sidewalk to do the parade at the end. Mm-hmm. And I realized we didn't have anybody to push the button. And I, in technology now, I run the entire radio station on a laptop if I want to.
So crazy.
And so I had to go back. It just would have been nice to have preset my laptop. You know, I just thinking it through, I would have liked to have preset, had a chair to set it on or something like that. So I'm trying to balance that and my kazoo. Oh, I miss my kazoo. I miss the kazoo.
Yeah.
But trying to balance all that and organize everybody, which our parade was really more just kind of a blob on the sidewalk. And then we got everybody lined up and it was pretty cool. I don't know how it sounded on the air because we could only hear it in our headphones.
But
I am told by others that it was pretty, pretty awesome. And the pictures were great. So to that end, also, thank you to Eva, who's actually sitting in on the show today. She's going to fill in for Adrian at some point. Eva was fantastic. Yes. Can I pay Eva the greatest compliment? Eva and Owen both. I know everything's going to be okay when they're around. And that's the greatest compliment I think that you can give. I know I'm not going to have to worry about stuff. Then I'm just going to, if I go, hey, I need blah, blah, blah. And I know that they're not going to look at me and go, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably already going to be there.
And let me tell you, she just turned, Eva turned 20, like the day before our parade.
What?
And she's so cute. She's so young and she like kicks butt, dude. She gets it. When you get it,
you and I were doing shots at the bar. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm joking. All right. So to that end, relationship rehab. Hey guys, this is signed by P1AF. It's total cloak and dagger, total, you know, like under the radar. I can't tell by the email address who it is.
Okay.
Sorry, I missed 702 Day. I really wanted to go. So I hit up my ex to see if he would take our son a little early. It was his weekend, and we agreed to extend it out to cover the 4th. No big. He says we have to stick to our original Thursday afternoon agreement. And then she capitalized this. Because he was going to 702 Day with you guys.
Oh.
With respect. He likes you guys well enough and enjoys hanging out with the other P1s at Aces Games and your other stuff, going to Toy Drive, whatnot. But he's not the real fan of you guys. And it's even more than that. He came into the bar that we used to go to the other day. Our son was with my ex's mom. Mm-hmm. And said, I had to leave and find somewhere else to go because it was his bar. It turned into a bit of a shouting match. So I did leave. But I don't know that I'm going to call that place off limits. How do I fight this? Can I fight this? I get this. I get this a bit. because and listen, I had a close friendship evaporate, and it was tough for everybody. We're all part of the same friend group still to this day. Everyone knows, keep everyone on different sides.
Okay, good.
We don't cross the streams. Don't really talk about we don't bring up different things. So I gotta be honest with you. I'm not sure I have an answer. I do, but I don't.
I feel like I do. I might roll over it.
Can you fight this? How do you fight this? Can you fight this? 702-364-9898. Now, Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival? Now?
Yeah.
Adrian, now?
Yes, sir.
Now? Okay, good. October, that first weekend in October, October 10th through 12th, at Sunset Park, courtesy of Clark County Parks and Recreation. You know, I say it every year, go for the cleavage, stay for the turkey legs. Or go for the turkey legs, stay for the cleavage. However it works. It's fun. Get dressed up. Do your thing. You know, there's no real wrong answer to it. Whatever you think works, pirate and go from there.
yes. Even Game of Thrones.
Sure. Anything between pirate on one end, Game of Thrones on the other end, anything in the middle of that probably works.
Yeah.
And we'll take care of the tickets. 702-364-9898. Relationship Rehab right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, Relationship Rehab. Sorry I missed 702. They wanted to go. They're sharing custody of the kid, and she wanted to go to 702 day, but she said, can you take our son early?
Yeah.
The dad was going to have the kid for, over the 4th, and you know, can you take him now? And no, I can't. I'm going to 702 day. And she's like, good. You son of a, but you know, like she wanted to come
and bring
friends, and she's like, yeah, he likes you guys well enough. You know, and he likes hanging out with you guys and hanging out with the other people, but he's not like fan of the show. And she's like, I kind of get it. She's like, well, I brought you guys to the relationship.
Yeah.
And yet now he's taking over. He also tried, apparently there was a shouting match as he told her she was no longer allowed to go to the bar.
Ooh.
It's tough though, because you do have your territory. And then when the relationship, you know, comes to its end, then you've got to divide stuff up.
Sure.
But how far does that go? And friends choose sides and it's,
yeah, it gets ugly.
It is ugly. And it's tough. It's tough when friends are forced to choose sides.
Oh yeah. I honestly feel like if you force me, that's my immediate reaction to go to the other side. I'm like, don't force me to do anything.
Of course.
I will be loyal.
Yeah, no, you're that. But okay. So you're being loyal to the one, but then you're being disloyal to the other.
Yeah. No, and I mean, it's tough.
And when I know that when, you know, I parted ways with a friend who, and we're all part of the same friend group.
So tough.
And that's hard. And it's hard to not make people choose sides. Then when you see the other person do the thing that made you not be friends with them,
mm-hmm.
and you go, why are they putting up with this? You know, at the same time, you're like, why are they doing this? So Michaela, predating you back in the CBS days, our CEO and the person who ran the company was named Andre Fernandez. I still do not have proof that the Andre Fernandez who's on the phone right now, I don't have proof that it's not the same guy, because he actually, the CEO in those days really liked this show. He loved coming to Vegas and he really liked this show. The CEO and the COO both liked us.
Oh, very, yeah. Those very are the much. People you want.
The CEO and the COO now have no idea we exist. But Andre, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. I'm great. Excellent. Always.
How do we So this P1AF is like, she's like, how do you fight this? Can you fight this? What do you do?
I mean, you can't. You just got to keep doing what you're doing and go to where the places that you guys love to enjoy, you know? Just hopefully they're not there when you are.
I think, honestly, that's kind of where I land on this at the end. But it's not comfortable.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. And just hopefully they're not there at the same time you're partying with your new friend.
Right. I haven't, and the more that we're talking about it out loud, I have another thought to it, but I want to talk to Destiny first. Andre, you good? Is that it?
Love the morning.
I guess. Man, he says stuff like that. And then I think, well, that's really the guy. That's really the guy. Sometimes I wonder, hey, Destiny, thoughts on this?
I feel like maybe he's trying to get under her skin. And so you kind of do have to continue to show up and just not let him get under your skin and just be like, okay, well, I'm just not letting you show that you annoy me, and just be like, yeah, okay, that's fine. And then just continue living your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I feel like he's trying to upset her. He's trying to make her mad and being like, by being like, no, I want to go to the 702 party. Like, he knows that that's her thing. And right. So he's trying to piss her off.
That's so funny. Just being petty.
Well, and so then the question, the other question that came to mind was, how important is this? You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's your bar. You've been going. So I was thinking, so the Buffalo Wild Wings down the street of Flamingo and Wallapai. Mm-hmm. That's been home base literally since I came to Vegas. All the guys that I know live close to there. We used to go there for lunch all the time. That's home base.
Yeah.
But if I had to, people have changed throughout the years. They're not going to, if they leave, they're not going to go, I have to keep this job because Chet comes in. You know what I mean? They're not going to miss me that much. Can I not go somewhere else?
The negativity. Yeah. How much is it worth it to you?
Yeah. How much is your peace worth?
Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
But by the same token, if that place brings you peace, if that place is your peace.
Also, do you want to go to jail because you guys are screaming at each other in the middle?
And that's the real question.
Yeah.
What are you willing to lose?
Okay. And you have a kid with this guy, so you guys got to figure it out some way. So, I don't know. If it were me, I would think it's not worth it. And I'd be like, you know what? I can figure out something else that brings me joy. And I would be like, I'll see them at another event on another day. You know, like, I like the 702 party, but I'll see them at another event at Toy Drive or something, you know? Like,
yeah, if he's really going to be weird about it. Yeah, if he's really going to be weird about it. And that'll come out eventually, too, with everybody else, with the rest of that friend group. Mm-hmm. Okay, so bar is one thing. Would you switch gyms? Probably. I was just There's trying so to think of gyms. Some place that's even more personal. What did you just say?
There's so many gyms. I'd be like, there's so many gyms. That wouldn't be a big deal at all. You know?
See, I feel so bad. I would not leave gyms. I would go to 702 party. I'd be like, let's make it uncomfortable if need be, but I'm not stopping my life for you. Like, let's go, baby. I would totally stand in that.
Yeah, but your level of pettiness, and don't act like I'm saying this in a bad way. You know what I mean? That's you're at a higher.
Also, I'm not going to change my life because like you want me to like not go there. Like, sorry, babe, then go stand in the corner and I'll stand in mine.
Okay, and I will. May I also color this in? Can I fill this in a little bit? You would also win that battle every single day and twice on Sunday. And don't think that you would not.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I mean, like, seriously, they would. You would be the one that would that they would choose. So that you're armed with
that. Oh, I'm going to that parade.
Armed with that knowledge. Yeah, that's right. You're showing up because you know that your chances of being the one that's going to get chosen are pretty good.
That's so funny. Are
pretty solid. All right, we got to go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
9 o'clock on Monday, 9:01, if you're being weird about it. 9:01 on the seventh day. Oh, it's 7-7 day. The seventh day of the seventh month. The 20th. The other day that weirded me out. I forget which day it was. It wasn't 7:02 day. No, it was the first day of July. We never talked about it. So officially the middle of the year, right? Day one, or whatever it was. So we were, you know, you're closer to the end of the year than you are to the beginning.
Yeah.
But also on July 1st, 2025, a week ago, we are now officially closer to 2050 than we are to 2000.
Oh my God.
Okay. For those of us who believe that the 80s were only 20 years ago, right? You know
Seriously?
What I mean? It's like, that's crazy. Crazy talk that we're closer to 2050 than we are to 2000.
That's why I remember when it was 2000, I was at a friend's house and it was the first time they made, it was New Year's Eve. It was the first time they made those glasses that it had the 2000. I think it was 10. And it was like the most clever thing I'd ever seen in my life. I don't know why I still remember it to this day, but I was like, it's 2000. We were listening to Spice Girls and they were 2000 glasses. I thought it was so cool.
Sure. It was also Y2K and we all thought the world was going to end.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did. So and we my mom gathered. Still let me sleep over at my friend's house for New Year's Eve that day.
We all gathered. There was a, I don't think I was married. No, I wasn't married yet, but I was with my first wife and her mom was like, we will all be in the same place. So when this goes down, we'll be together and we'll, you know, yada, yada. Yeah. And then midnight hit and everybody kind of held their breath a little bit. nothing.
Sure.
It was fun.
And then you kind of like walk around after you panicked internally for a second. You're like, oh, all right, well, I guess I'll go home.
You're kind of looking around for 10 or 15 minutes just to make sure, you know, like whatever it was, you know, might take a minute to ignite
the whole chain. We're still alive.
Bye. Yeah, the whole chain reaction. You've got to, you know, a little time for the fuse to burn before the bomb goes off.
I'm telling you, I've done it so many times. I completely panicked and then it was nothing. And I was like, all right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Are we cool now? Like, so, okay, it's 12:30 now. Can we go? This happened. A similar situation happened to me. Guy in Florida got caught speeding last week. Timing was horrible. Florida just added a law that hands down super tough penalties. If they call it the super speeder law. So he was a super speeder because he was caught doing over 100 miles an hour. You can now get a month in jail for it. The law went into effect at 12:01 a.m. last Tuesday, right at 12:01 on July 1. Mm-hmm. The guy got caught doing 104 and a 70 at 12:03. Officials confirmed he was the first person to get ticketed under the new law. First-time offenders get 30 days in jail, $500 fine, or both. It's not clear if they just let him off with the fine, but there's footage of him being handcuffed. So who knows? I got caught. They had raised they lowered the threshold for a DUI in the state of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a cold and we were, a buddy of mine and I went to spend New Year's at our Russian friend's house. And they said, here, take this valerian root, take some St. John's wort. You know, they're giving me all the Russian, the Russian. This is, we're Russia. We're in Russia. We get colds all the time. So you don't know winter. We know winter. Well, okay. Literally, and they, yeah, it was Ivan and Sasha. It's straight out of Central Casting. You know what I mean? Like, and,
I love it.
Oh, yeah. And so, no, and then here, take this shot of vodka. We'll make you borscht. You'll go to sleep. So I go to sleep, and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And I wake up, and they've gone to bed. My buddy, who was drinking vodka with them, he's passed out in the Lazy Boy. And all I want to do is go home.
Yeah, of course.
And so on the way home, I'm going across this bridge, notorious for the cops busting you. But I wasn't like going crazy. I was just going. But it's New Year's Eve. So they're pulling everybody over. You know what I mean? God. And so they pulled me over and they go, have you been drinking? And I said, like maybe, you know, 6:30, 7. I might have couple shots, whatever. And they go, well, we got to take you in. Smells like vodka all over this car. And I'm like, yeah, he's hammered. Guy next to me's bombed. Yeah. So they take me in. And I believe, so they had lowered it from 0.10 to 0.08. And I literally blew a 0.082. And to this day, I'm not sure how or why. That's, you know what
insane.
I mean? I couldn't believe it. And so I went to court, fought it. And the judge was kind of like, yeah, I mean, just don't be stupid.
Yeah.
And I was I wasn't, you know, I wasn't, and it was fine. That was close. Yeah. But it was scary and it was stupid just because same thing, same law. And mine was at 12:00. I want to say it was 12:03. Like this guy was.
Yeah.
12:03, 12:05. It literally had just changed.
So annoying.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. So be careful. Follow the laws, kids. Don't be like,
do your best.
Yeah, don't no be speeding like, or drinking.
Like, yeah. No speeding or drinking. Idiots like Uncle Chet. Be careful now.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Americans get a bad rap because we do stupid things like go to Yellowstone and mess with bison.
Yeah.
You know,
you gotta stop doing that, guys.
Take a selfie with the buffalo. Well, I don't know why he stuck his horn in my butt.
Yeah, no,
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, we're just
idiots.
We are not the only ones. A hotel in China has been ordered by the World Animal Protection Organization. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming the Chinese government got involved too. They've been ordered to cease their red panda wake-up call service, which would be, you know, oh, good morning. Here's a panda.
Oh, my God.
You lay in bed and the panda jumps on the bed.
And wakes you up?
Yeah, and you get to pet the panda or whatever.
Why?
The Forestry Bureau in China directed this hotel to knock it off. They were doing this with kids too.
No way. Yeah. That's so dangerous.
What is this, man? Like character breakfast? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like at Disneyland.
Like at Disney?
Yeah, except with real life wild animals.
Yeah, it's not a guy in a suit. Oh, my God.
God.
Hotel officials stated that there were 4 red pandas at the facility that would take turns visiting guest rooms with the duration of the visit depending on the animal's temperament that particular day.
No. No way. Listen, it sounds fun in theory. Never going to happen.
Ling Ling's a little cranky. You know?
Sorry, everyone. Ling Ling's pissed. Just got to go.
Oh, yeah. And then a scientist is like, yeah, this could be animal abuse. And red pandas are kind of sensitive and they're prone to stress responses that could endanger themselves or the humans. It's like when people get monkeys and they put them in diapers and they dress them up. And then, you know, oh, I don't know why that lady in New Jersey, you know, got her face ripped off and all of her cigarettes are missing. You know?
The cigarettes.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Here's the more you know before we go. The British pound is the oldest currency that is still in use. It was established 1,200 years ago, still use it today.
Wow.
A lot of different, you know, a lot of people will, it'll change.
Yeah.
Over time. Not the Brits. Sound as a pound, they tell you.
Sound as a pound.
Sound as a pound, because it's not going anywhere. If all of the gold in the world was melted down, it would fit into less than 3.5 Olympic swimming pools.
Wow.
That seems not right.
At all. But I'm not going to question it. It's more you know than I didn't know.
I feel like I need to call Mike Lee Minden and ask him. I feel okay, like he would know for sure.
Yeah.
Like he would go, no.
Yeah. No, that's not right.
No way. All the gold in the world melted down 3.5 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
No, I don't see it.
I don't either.
No.
I question the validity.
I feel this is the first time we've questioned the more you know.
Usually we don't care. We just do it. Just go along. Today, you know why? A little grumpy coming back off vacation. Coming back off.
That's right. Yeah, we're questioning everything. Off, yeah.
That's right. You're all in for it now. You're going to make us come back here and do this. Uh-huh. No, and I think we all feel that way at our jobs right now. It's like, they're not ready for me today.
Uh-huh. What'd you just say?
Macaulay Culkin's middle name when he was born was Carson. Okay? So he's Macaulay Carson Culkin.
Okay.
A while back, for whatever reason, he legally changed his middle name to Macaulay Culkin. So his full name, and I assume this is on his driver's license, is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Stop it.
Yeah. Because it's Macaulay Culkin Culkin. Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Why would he do this?
I don't know. I don't think this was well thought out.
Not at all. But Macaulay, I've never even heard that name from anybody else either. So it's all just a very unique experience. Have you ever met a Macaulay before?
No, I was literally, you saw me really thinking.
I know.
You could see my eyelids started fluttering just a little bit. I'm like, just short circuiting. So yeah, chew on that today. Everybody have a great day. It's good to have you back. It's good to be back. It's good to, you know, be with everybody. Know what I'm saying? Follow us on social at 985KLUC and go see all the pictures from 702 Day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I literally have not gotten any further than just doing this show. Do I have anything to do today? No, I'm solid.
Good rest.
All right, great. Oh, Creator Cup tomorrow.
Oh.
NBA Creator Cup. That's where all the people who go viral playing basketball get together and play basketball.
Oh.
And it goes viral and the NBA's involved.
That sounds very Macaulay Culkin Culkin of you.
You've just been waiting for a reason. Adrian Hernandez, what's going on with you?
Well, Chet, I'm doing good. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio Plus. It is a massive week for wrestling. Please go subscribe if you are a fan of professional wrestling. Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube, and you can listen always on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Hanging out, my guy. Monday.
Good.
Day off.
Good.
I know.
Yeah, because even when you have days off from this show, you've got other shows.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I are not very good at that.
Not at all. So yeah. We're hanging. Oh, I got to go see Hot Dentist. But that's not a big deal. She's my pal.
Yeah, you're going to lay there.
Yeah.
She's going to poke around in your
mouth. Yeah, we're going to watch Sex in the City very awkwardly in her dentist's office.
And you'll have crazy Kim Cattrall scenes in Sex in the City.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's into it.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fine.
Yeah, she's.
If you had a man dentist, that would be
awkward. Yeah.
But no, you and Hot Dentist, you'll be fine.
Totally.
It'll be great. And then we'll all meet back here tomorrow. Make sure you tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while. Make sure you be a friend to somebody who could really, really use a friend today. You never know what a difference you're going to make. Great things are just about to happen. Keep going. Make it an amazing day. And know this. We love you. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.